Watching the line games over there?
Okay, so this week's parasha, Chayasar, we have a pasuk that parak of Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel.
What's the topic of this week's shift?
Topic is, we're going to get to in a second, but yeah, it's on Kesef Kedushin. So the pasuk says, Vayidaber Elefrin Bosnei Amoretz, Leimor, Ach Amat Lush Meini, Nasati Kesef HaSodeh Kach Memeni, I'm giving you Kesef for the Sodeh, Vekpras Mesi Shalom. I'm going to bury my sar. I'm going to bury sar there. So that's the pasuk, and that's the pasuk that we all know. We've all learned Kedushin in our yeshiva years. So we've all learned that that's really where we learn out Kesef Kedushin. And we'll just speak it out. Starting in Daf Beis, Aleph in Kedushin, Ha'isha Niknis, B'Shalish Drachim, B'Kainis Asim, B'Shalish Drachim, Niknis, B'Kesef, B'Shtar, B'Biyah. So Nisha can be Mekudish with Kesef, Shtar, and Biyah. And then we'll just jump right to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kesef, Nale. This is still in Beis, Aleph. How do we know that Kesef, you can be Kaina and Isha with Kesef? The Gemara says, Gomar, Kicha, Kicha, Misayefer. We learn out Xer Shava. Kipshuta, it's Xer Shava. Some say it's not a real Xer Shava, but we don't exer shava kicha kicha say Ephraim, ksiv hacha ki yikath ish isha. Says by getting married, Kedushin, when a man will take a wife, ki yikath. Uksiv hasim, it says by Ephraim, nosati kesef hasode kach mimeni, the pasuk that I just read. So it, again, it says the lashon of kach, and it's talking about the kinyan of a son, it says kesef. So the same way that you see that you can use kesef by Ephron, so too you can also use Kesef by Kedushin. So that's the Gemara Daf Beis. The Gemara Daf Gimel shtells on why does the Mishnah say a number? It says Isha Niknis B'Shalish Drachim, three Drachim. Why doesn't it just say what the things are? What does it say a number for? So it must be that the number is coming to be Mamayat something. So the Gemara says Minyana Dereshal Amute Man. What is the number of the ratio coming to exclude? Is the number of the Sefer also, but we're not going to get involved with that. So he says, the Gemara says, that first the Gemara says, Lemute Chupa, that Nish can be nicknessed by Kesef Shtar Babia, but it can be nicknessed, she cannot be nicknessed with Chupa. Then the Gemara says, according to Rav Huna, he holds Chupa is Kaina, Mekava Chaimer. So according to Rav Huna that says, Chupa, you could do Kedushin with Chupa, what's he learning? The number is coming to be Menayit. The Gemara says, "Lemute Chalipin." It's coming to be Mayit, the Kenyan of Chalipin. So, what's the Havaminus? The Gemara says, "Sakdai Nechamina." I would think, "Hoil the Gamar Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim." We know the Xerish Shava that we just said, "Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim." So, Ma Sada Mekanya Bechalipin. You can be kind of Sada with Chalipin. With the whole Xerish Shava, you can be kind of Field with Kesef. So too, you can also be kind of Ish with Kesef. So, I was always saying, make the same Xerish Shava from Chalipin, just like you can be kind of Sada with Chalipin. So too you can be kaina and isha with chalipin. Kamash malon that you cannot be kaina and isha. That's the number the Mishnah has come to tell us that you cannot be kaina and isha with the kinyan of chalipin. So frak the Gemara, why not? Such a beautiful gzer shava. It works for kesef. It should work for chalipin also.
Is that the smoke
alarm? Could be. It's downstairs, but they're cleaning up the
Oh,
the
somebody's down there.
Yeah. So they machanami. So say that's a geshmak alimud. You should learn out. You should learn out chalipin. So the Gemara says no. Chalipin isnehu the pachas mishava pruta. A chalipin is shayach to be. You can shayach to do chalipin with less than a shava pruta. So the isha the pachas mishava pruta loy mekanya nafsha. An isha you cannot be nicknis with less than a shava pruta. She will not be makna nafsha. She will not be makna herself over for a kinyan that works with less than a shava pruta. Why not? So Zokt Rashi, which is I think the Pashup Shat, Rashi says, Loimekanya nafsha de ganai hula. It's a ganai for an isha to be nicknessed with less than a shava pruta, so she'll never be makna herself over with less than a shava pruta. So Zokt Rashi, Hilkos batul all the tires chalipin.
Alright.
Now we might have to take off.
Open the window.
Okay, so now that we got that,
Nisha wouldn't sell her stuff for less than a pruta, even though it's half a waste of time. Don't waste a lot
of money
when it comes to
money.
Very good, Plama. I live by that.
Okay.
I noticed.
That was my line when I was dating. I'll find somebody.
Okay, so at the end of the day, so what do we have here? So the Gemara says that the reason why you cannot use a kinyan chalipin is because since chalipin is shayach by less than a shava pruta. And an Isha will never be makna herself for less than a Shavu Pruta because it's a Ganai, Zak Rashi. So therefore, the whole Tayrus Chalipin will be bottled. Therefore, even if somebody uses a Shavu Pruta, but if he's using it in a Kinyan of Chalipin, Zak Rashi, it's not going to work because she'll never be, since there's a psul in the Kinyan, she'll never be makna herself over for less than a Shavu Pruta, which Chalipin would still work in. So that's why the whole Kinyan of Chalipin is out the window. Akopanim, what do you see? You see that less than a Shavu Pruta. Oh, here we go again.
Keep on.
Yeah,
fine.
Okay. So less than a Shavu Pruta, Anisha will never be makna herself over. That's what we see from here, right? And according to Rashi, the reason is because it's a Ganai. That's the reason. Zuck places. Places says a Shtaka Kash on Rashi. He says that the whole reason why Anisha is not going to be makna herself over in less than a Shavu Pruta, and that's why he cannot be Makadeshes with less than a Shavu Pruta. So let's say Anisha wants to be Makanya herself over with the Shavu Pruta. Why should we? According to Rashi, it sounds like it's a feeling type of thing. If she feels Ganai, then she won't be Makanya herself. If she doesn't feel Ganai, then she will. So as I talk to Tysus has in K, posh the yad of the kibble, tiskadesh, papaks, me Shavu Pruta. She's Mikadesh is less than Shavu Pruta. By the way, do you want to open up that door or are these windows over here?
See that kasha again, please?
The kasha is that Rashi sounds like the reason why less than a Shavu Pruta is going to work, is not going to work, is because it's a Ganai. Mm-hmm. She feels a Ganai. She'll never be macking herself over for less than a Shavu Pruta. Right? Okay. So, so let's say you find an Isha that it's not a Ganai for her it should work. Pashta Yadav Kibla should work. Well, if you close that door, it might help. We'll close that door, and then at least up here will be fine. Okay. All right, so we have Rashi that wants to say Ganai. Frek Taisvis, L'chayr, if she's Pashta Yad V'Kibla, the Kiddushin should work, even if it's less than a Shavu Pruta.
Because if she doesn't care about it, then it should work.
Exactly. If the whole Svar is that it's too much of a Ganai, she will feel too much of a Ganai to be knocking herself over less than a Shavu Pruta. So I found a lady, like Shlomo said, Tavu Mesav Tandu Memelesav Armalu. She just wants to get married. She doesn't care. So then, even less than Shavu Pruta, she'll be happy to be mocking herself over. Not only won't be a Ganai, she'll be happy.
Well,
Chalipin should work. And even more than that, let's say you have Kesef. That's less than Shavu Pruta.
Why should Kesef? Kesef doesn't work.
Oh, okay, fine. So
it sounds like it's a twofold kasha. One is that
Chalipin
should work. And if you find a woman who will be happy with less than Shavu Pruta, that should also work.
Right.
For
right.
I don't understand the
concept.
It could be
Pachashem
doesn't have a din
kesef. Oh, okay. So let's get to this in a second. So Zuck Taisvis. Taisvis says, from Rashi at least it's mashma. We're not talking about dina kesef. We're not talking about getting involved with what kesef is. Rashi says the svara is that it's less than a Shavu Pruta, it's a Ganai. So if I find a niche that's not a Ganai, l'chare, it should work. From Rashi, at least it should be mashma. So Zuck Taisvis.
So the kasha is that if you could be mevatel the tam, therefore you could be mevatel the halacha, right? Isn't that
no,
what the kasha is?
No, because
the halacha is you can't do halakha. Why? Because it's a gnat. Oh, but this woman doesn't care. It doesn't matter. You already have halacha.
Right, but Rashi says the whole reason why you can't do chalipin is because it's a gnat for her.
So
that's the whole reason.
It
so,
doesn't matter.
So
you can't do it.
It's not a gazebo.
It's a halacha. If it's a Ganai, if you find a niche that's not a Ganai for it, it should work.
But
you're asking also the Kalipa. Well, the Gemara asked the Kasha from Bantai Derbiani, which is going up.
You understand.
Their
point of the Kalipa should not work. The time is that it should work. In all cases.
Right. Well, no, it
should work.
That's the thing. So I don't know if Tosis is saying that he wants the. I'm not sure if Tosis is saying that he wants the whole Kinyan Kalipa to work, or he's saying that if the whole svara that El Pachs and Shavu Pruta is not going to help us because it's a Ganai, so then even with Kesef it should work. Even with Kesef, less than Shavu Pruta should work. Because if the whole svara is Ganai, so then if you have an Isha that's not a Ganai for it, it should work.
But the Gemara doesn't say that you can't use Kesef because it works because
The Gemara says the Svara, a Chalipin, Chalipin's unique that it works plus Zara Kunta.
Right.
Doesn't sound like Kesef.
I know, but Rashi's saying the whole reason why Chalipin doesn't work is because it's a Gnai. That's the whole reason why it doesn't work is because Pachas Rapunta is a Gnai.
Chalipin is unique that it works Pachas Rapunta.
That's why it's a bad... Can you just close the door? That's why it's a... Benny, why don't you just close the door?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Just close the door.
We got the attic fan on. It's going to suck it out. Oh. We can't hear you.
Okay. Can you turn it off? Can you turn off... Can we turn off the oven for now?
Well, Mark wants Chalipin. Place is asking a Chalipin should work, not the Kesef should
work. I don't know, I'm not sure. That's the thing. I'm not sure. What's Place is asking? Place just asks, he says that he brings out Rashi Saganai. And he says, Kasha, keep it the socket daita kashta. No. Kasha Brita Tamim, Kane, Pashta Yod Vekibot, Tiskadish, and Pashta Mishavakrut. So you might learn it's as Chalipin, maybe it's as Kesef. Either way, it should work. I'm not sure if it's talking about Chalipin. I'm not sure, but I'll quote from Rashi. You see that the whole svar is Gnai, less than Shavaputa. So then, if you find an issue that it's not a Gnai for it to work. So that's Taisa's kasha. Taisa says like this. Taisa says that it's not nothing to do with Gnai. It has to do like this. We learn how Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim. Ephraim, there was Kasa. Says by Kasa. Upaz Mishavaputa, like make me Kasa. I think that's what everyone was saying. It's not Kasa. Everyone's saying it's not Kasa. I know, Rashi's not working with Kesef. Rashi's working with Gnai. But Taisa says that no, the real Svara is that less than a Shavar Prut is not called Kesef. Right? How do you know that? Because you learn that from Sada. Sada, you see it says Kesef. Taisa says it really, right, so he's not learning like Rashi. He says Rashi's wrong. Really the Pshat, why Pachasim Shavar Prut is not going to work, is because it's not called Kesef.
Why not?
Yeah, but what about Chalipin? I thought that you were the...
Chalipin?
Kasha is why Chalipin works, because
Chalipin works less than Shavar Prut, though, because Chalipin also, right?
What?
The whole reason that Chalipin doesn't work, no matter what, because it does work less than Shavar Prut.
Right.
And even if you use a Shavar Prut, you want to say it shouldn't work.
Right, because it's a soul in the Kenyan. Once you have a Kenyan that doesn't work with Kesef, you can't learn about Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim anymore. That's how it seems like Taisa's
saying.
Works by Sada. Chalipin works by Sada.
Pachas
Shavar Prut, that's Chalipin, that's Kenyan Chalipin. But if you want to learn out from Kicha Kicha, the limit of Kicha Kicha, it says Kesef there. So if you're learning out the limit, it has to shtel to the Kesef. And if you want to learn out Chalipin, also it has to shtel to the Kesef. That's what the Rishonim are busy with, that Chalipin is only, it's only because it's Kain Kesef that's going to work. That's all the whole Havmi. The whole Havmi is that maybe because it's Kain Kesef. Close the door. Oh, no? Oh, okay, fine.
So you're saying even though Chalipin is not in Kesef, but since Kain Kesef, there has to be,
So Taisa is learning, the whole Gzeir Shav of Kicha Kicha. Yeah, the whole Gzeir Shav is because it says Kesef. So the only way you can learn out Chalipin is why? Because of Gzeir Shav. The Gzeir Shav says Kesef. Kesef, you're stuck with the Shavar Pruta. Any Kenyan that's less than Shavar Pruta is not going to work. We're not learning out every Kenyan from Sada to Isha. We're only learning out really Kesef.
Why? Where does it say Kesef there?
It says Nasati Kesef Asada.
Oh, Nasati Kesef Asada.
They're saying
that anything less than a Shavar Prut is not considered
Kesef. Correct. Mm-hmm. Why not? Oh, so it seems that Taisa takes it on for a Dabra Pasha. Matter of fact, I was talking to some yeshiva bachur Friday night in yeshiva, and I was asking him, how do you know that less than a Shavar Prut is not called Kesef? And we were struggling with it. It didn't seem like we had a clearance. I thought maybe I had a svara, but it's not clear from Taisa. Taisa's coming on for a double push.
Part of the definition of Kesef, it has to be worth it.
Right, so I mean, where do you know that? Where is it defined? Where is Kesef?
There has to be a shear of Kesef.
I know, so who?
Shear is a pruta.
Right, so who came up with that shear?
It's like eating less than a kazayas of chametz.
I understand, but that's because of
diet. Not considered eating.
That's because you see that there's a shear kazayas somewhere. Where do you see there's a shear pruta?
Where do you see this in your
Kazayas? You find
that's the way the Torah defines it. It defines.
Well, no, the Gemara. Well, yeah, because the Gemara.
That's a Kumbush, but I mean, somehow the Torah defines.
Yeah, right. There's a limud. There's a limud.
So it defines Kesef.
Kesef
has to be
a shape Kesef.
Right. So we were trying to find out where is it defined?
Where do you see it?
Where is it defined? Or where's the limud? Where's even the Gemara? Where's anything? Where's the drasha? Right. So this is what I was handling with.
From here, the fact that a woman won't take a pachas b'shach pruta because it's dabe gnai.
Okay, but Tyson's not learning with gnai. Tyson's not learning.
Reject that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So then, okay, but I'll call part of. Let's just assume that kesef can only be used as a pachas b'shach. Okay. Now we're going to ask a kasha on this in a second, which is like funny. But okay, so we have this machlekes Rashi Taisus. So maybe we will try to come to a good beer in the machlekes Rashi Taisus. Now the Pinchas Chinuch asks Akash on Taisus. Okay, he says, how you're telling me that Kesef, that Pachas Mishava Prut is not called Kesef, right? He says, wait a second. The Snei Ephron was by a gun, right? He says Mavur for the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. That the whole din of pruta is only by Yisrael, not by a guy. A guy is mechuyev misa for gzeila. Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph.
Less than
shavu pruta. Even better than shavu pruta. But we're from the Gemara Daf Nun Zayin in Sanhedrin. I can't go through the Gemara. It's a little chesed here, but it's mevur klar Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph that for a guy, less than a shavu pruta is called.
You can't take a guy to court if he owes less than.
For you to Yisrael, right? Because Yisrael is Michael. Yisrael is Michael. But a guy, for, I mean, and Avram, I don't know, okay, it's a big shot whether Avram had a din of Yisrael
or not. Before the Mabel, I thought they used to take the courts were powerless to enforce anything. People was less than a pruta. If a guy owed less than a pruta, he couldn't be forced to pay it. To buy him. That was one of the dinas against the.
Yeah.
Maybe Bezin doesn't have a kayak, but it's still the Chai Misa. I'm saying it's we're here the Chai Misa. By the way, can we shut off the fan? Yeah. Okay, fine. So then, this is the Minchas Chinuch's Kasha on Taisus. This is the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Lam and Vav. Yeah? But what do you think of Kasha on Taisus? Are you telling me the whole din of Kesef is by Pruta? The whole din of Kesef is only a Pruta. The whole. That's only by Yisrael, by a guy. It's less than a Shavu Pruta. So we're learning out from Stei Ephraim.
Yeah, but Avram bought it from him, no?
It doesn't matter. For a guy, if you're buying from a guy, you can use less than a Shavu Pruta. A guy's happy with less than a Shavu Pruta. He's happy with anything that he can get. This is a discussion. I think you blame Shem. I'm not sure the answers. So, okay, so that's the second kasha. Okay, so now we have two kashas. Okay, first of all, my focus Rashi Taisus. We will be in that. And then we also have this Minchas Chinuch's Kasha on Taisus. Okay. One more zach. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Nun Vav Mabez. Okay, it says like this. Let's say you want to be Mekadosh and Isha with Arla or Klai Karim or anything that's Isuri Hana. You can't. You're not allowed to be Nana from this zach. So I take Arla, beautiful Paris, right, and I want to go in and be Mekadosh and Isha with Arla. Or client. Things that you cannot get hanah from. Yisuri hanah. So the Mishnah says that she's not Mekadashas. Ain't Mekadashas. So then this is how the Rambam passes in Hilchas Ishas, Perek Dalet, Perek Hey Alach Alach. That's very posh. Yeah, Mekadash Nisha with Yisuri hanah, it doesn't work. So like the Mishnah Melech like this. Let's say she has a Shaila like this, Mishnah Melech. Let's say you have an Isha that's a Chayla. Okay, so she's a Chayla. And therefore, everything's mutter for her. She's a chayla. Let's say she's a chayla mesukenes. She's She's a sakonis nefashis. And the guy wants to go ahead and be mekadosh her with isuri hana. Okay, now she's allowed to eat it. She's allowed to be nana because she's a chayla. Right. So what would be in that case?
I would say it's also.
You say it's not. You're not mekadosh.
Why?
Yeah, anybody else?
I mean, that's why I hold.
No, you can't just hold it.
There's a time that that you could use that the Shavu Pruta doesn't that you could do less than Shavu Pruta. So over here, most of the time it's us if we do it.
Yeah, long.
Yeah, that's a good. I like
it. I think this is a case of what did you shove it with.
This is not possibly the whole kid. This is just
I know.
The Isra now becomes mutter, but it doesn't make the chefs of the Zach mutter. It means for her. This chefza is still better than a chefza of Isser.
For you. For her, it's not a chefza
of
Isser.
It's a question of Shavu Pruta, right? That's what we're dealing with, right?
Well, it's a Shavu Pruta for her for sure, right?
So that's the issue.
It's not only the shovel, because...
It's like a picture that you're three of.
Okay, maybe, yeah. Maybe, that's as far. So what are you saying? You're taking on Benny? No, I hold it. Then he holds his Nachmakadesh. What is Shlomo?
Whatever the Gidi Shavuot is, which I'm sure is on the podcast, it's probably the same thing. I think it's a typical case of the Gidi Shavuot.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, could be. Could be.
So who do we care about? Of course, she has to get something. Or maybe.
Oh, okay, so let's handle this, okay? Okay, so the Mishnah Melech is about. It's the longest Mishnah Melech I've ever seen. It's over here, you see. Okay, so Mishnah Melech says, he goes back and forth, he basically brings Rashi both ways. He brings from Rashi one way, and basically what does the Shaila come down to? The Shaila comes down to this. Do you go bust with the Naisen, or do you go bust with the Makapa?
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Shlomo's saying, let's say for you it's not worth a Shavaprutah, but for the Yish it's worth a Shavaprutah. Same deal. So this is a big Nachlai, because he brings Rashi, holds it, you go bust with the Makapa, he's a Gemara from Mavai Dazar, Rashi from Mavai Dazar, it's mashma like that, there are Dvaz mashma that you go bust with the Naisen, Taisis Rid is mashma like that. So you can go both ways. So the Avni Mulam actually brings a very interesting raya. The Avni Mulam brings a raya. This is in Simon Lamed Aleph, Sivkon Chav Dalet. He brings a raya from Geroin Kesef. You know, let's say somebody has an Eved Ivri, so you buy an Eved Ivri for 6 years, or you buy it for whatever. So the Eved Ivri has a right to be paid to himself back. Right, he can go and if he gets money somehow, he gets a Yerusha or whatever. So he can go and give money to the his owner, and he'll buy himself back. Right. So the Gemara learns out of Drasha that the only time that's going to work is if you're paida with a shavapruta. It brings a pasuk. Right. So in fact, all that right in what do you need a pasuk for? Of course, you can't do less than a shavapruta. The less than a shavapruta is not called kasef. Right, the pasuk says kesef. You have the kesef mignasai. So of course it's possible. Pasha then less than a shavaprut is not going to work. So what do you need a special pasuk for that for? So for zakta avim mulam, what do you mean? We're talking about a guy. If a guy owns an eved ivri, so then you would think that the eved ivri could give less than a shavaprut, because we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that less than a shavaprut is called kesef for a guy. So if it's called kesef for a guy, so then you should be able. So Elamai, that's why you need the pasuk to tell me that even when a guy owns an eved ivri, you need to give at least a shavapruta. But what about every other case? Every other case, it wouldn't make a difference. Even though for Yisrael, a shavapruta is kesef, and for a guy, less than the shavapruta is kesef. But as long as you're giving the guy what he needs, what he wants, so you see, he brings a rye from there, you go bust with the makabah. Right? Okay, so this is an interesting ride out. Okay, but you have ways both ways. We have machlokes where they go bust on the nice and the bust on the kabel. So what's maybe more of a svar about what's going on in that machlokes? Okay, so we have three things. We have machlokes Rashi Taisus, why less than a shavaprutah doesn't work. According to Taisus, because this kesef is not called a shavaprutah. How do we know that? We're not sure. Whatever, I'm not sure. And Rashi learns out that it's a gnai. So what's the beer in that machlokes? And then we have the Mechlas Chinas Kash on Taisvis, that a Lachayr is Mavur from the Gemara Sanhedrin, that a lesson of Shavapruta is Kesef for a guy, and the whole limit of Kicha Kicha Mestei Ephraim is by a guy. So you should be able to learn out even less than a Shavapruta. So that's the Kash on Taisvis. And now the third child is that we have this Machlaikis, this Chakira, about whether you go, if you're Makadish with Yisur or not. There's got another child that Dvaz brings down. That Mulum brings us to Dvaz. Let's say a guy throws something to Nisha for Kiddushin. It's worth less than a Shavapruta, but by the time that it lands in her, it's worth more than a Shavapruta. The markets go up. So what would be then? So the Ravaz says, it's telling the Shaila, and he said he's Paisha one way. Maisa, there's kashas on this. The bottom of the Ravaz has a kash on that, but because the Maisa, until it reaches the Isha's hand, it's still his. So as soon as it, even though it leaves his hand, it's still his. But Akobanim, this is what we have. Machlek is Bashan the Naisin, Bashan the Makabal. So what's the beer in there? So there's a chosh in mishpat, mechaber paskins like this. This is talking about karka. We're talking about being kind of karka. So it says halacha aleph kuf tzadi simon kuf tzadi halacha aleph karka nikna ba'echad me'arba dvar. You can be kind of yishu with three ways. You can be kind of karka with four ways. Kesef shtar chazaka chalif kenyan soda. Very good. So then, halacha base, the kesef ketzad, how do you do kesef? And the Gemara says, and the pasuk is okay, you give kesef, not like kesef, shavapruta, you give shavapruta. Okay? Zok the sma, like this. Sma says that the only time kesef works by sada is like this, is if you're giving the pruta as part of payment. Okay, you owe the guy 1,000 prutas for the field. So the only time that you get, you're gonna, the halacha says you just give him a shavar pruta, you're cutting the field, right? How does that work? It's like the smile. The only time it works is if you're giving it as partial payment. And the other 999 prutas are going to be alva, he says. It's like, okay, I'm giving you this now, it's like a down payment. I'm giving you this now, it's going to go towards the house. And then I'm going to continue paying you over the years, it's like a loan to me. Right, so that's how the smile learns that that's the only way Kenyan Sada is going to work by Kenyan Kesef is going to work by Sada. You hear? Zok the Taz, what are you talking about? Why does it only work like that? There's something called a Kenyan of Kesef. It doesn't have to go to the payment. I can use this medium called Kesef as a Kenyan the same way I can use Chazaka. Right? I can use Chazaka to be kind of field. The Chazaka doesn't have to go towards the payment of the field. So too, there's this Kenyan called Kesef. So the Kenyan called Kesef just means that you just use Kesef to be kind of the field, but it doesn't have to go towards the payment. So that's the Taz is Chaylik on the Sma. This is the Machlik's the Taz and the Sma. Okay? So Mizoi, what do we see from here? We see Pashik. We see there's two things by Kesef. When we talk about Kesef, there's two things. When you want to be kind of, according to the Taz, right? The Taz is not saying that you can't be kind of the other way. No, you could be kind of the other way also. Right? So we see that Kesef is really two Zach. There's Shavius of the Kesef. That's one way to be kaina, using the shavius of the kesef. Then I'm using it to pay for part of the field or pay for part of whatever I'm purchasing. And then there's also another thing called a kinyan of kesef. The same way you have a kinyan of chazaka, is a kinyan of kesef. Right? Two completely different things in the same in the world of kesef, according to the Taz. The Sma holds that no, the only kinyan of kesef is shavius. Okay? So now, kicha mistay afrain, right? This is Sada. I just told you about Sada. So now we're learning out Isha from Sada. So now let's plug it in. According to the Sma, what do you have to give when you're being what type of kinyan can you give when you're talking about Kesef for an Isha? Shavius. You're giving Shavius. So it's a big tumult in the Rishonim. How do you give Shavius for an Isha? What's the Shavius? You're paying for her? Like the like what's you're buying the woman? Like it's going towards the sale of the woman? Right. So they tumult with this, but Akoparim, this is a spy. I don't have such a good bearing on it. But this is Klar, one way that they learn to be kind of Isha is that you're using Shavius. You're saying, I'm buying you for a pruto. Whatever you're buying, or his chusim, or whatever it is. Whatever it is you're buying, it's Shavius. You're using it as Shavius. So now, but according to the Taz can be learning, that part of Kesef we're not learning out from Sada. Not learning out the Shavius Dika part of Sada. We're learning out the Kenyan part of Sada. The Kenyan Kesef part of Sada. So according to very Gishmak, let's go to the Machlokes. Let's go to the Machlokes Basham Nice and the Basham Makabel. If you learn that the Vard is that I'm doing the Shavius, so then we go Basham the Makabel. The point is that the Makabel should get Shavius, right? It doesn't matter if I'm giving her Shavius when it leaves my hand, whether it's Shavius to me. The whole point is whether it's worth anything for her. So when she gets it, so then that's you go Basham Makabel. So by Suriana. You're Makadosh with the Surya Anah to Chayla. So if this is Surya Anah is worth something, then it would work. So if you go bust, then you would go bust the Kabbalah. Because for her, it's worth something. That's all that's necessary to happen. But if you learn out that, it's not the Kenyan of Kesef that's worth anything. It's this new Kenyan, this is a Kenyan, this idea of Kenyan Kesef that's on Dua Shavis. It's like Chazaka. It's like, it's just an Eifen. It's a medium, and that you have to, all the Tanaim have to be met. One of the Tanaim is? One of the Tanaim is it has to be worth a Shavar Pruta. Well, if it's not worth a Shavar Pruta to one of the parties, then the whole Kenyan's out the window. So then you would say, no, you go bust with the Nisim. So that's the Machlokes. The same Machlokes is this thing, whether the Kenyan of Kesef that you're using for Isha is Shavius, that you're like buying something, so that it just has to be worth something to her, really. Or if you have to create this Kenyan called Kesef. Doesn't have nothing to do with value. It has to do with this Kenyan called Kesef. And this Kenyan called Kesef needs a Shavar Pruta in order for it to work. It has to be worth Shavar Pruta to both parties. Otherwise, you're not creating this Kenyan. I mean, that at least that's a svar that we can hear. How there's a chiluk where they go Basel Nice and Basel Makabel. So now, according to this Machlokes Rashi Taisis now. Let's go to the Machlokes Rashi Taisis. So Machlokes Rashi Taisis is that if you have Gnai, or if it's a kesef. So according to Rashi, Kalim Pashit, that the whole reason is that you need Shavius. So Rashi is learning like this ma, that you need Shavius in the Kesef. So if it's a Ganai for her, then you're not getting the Shavius. So finish, it's over. So let's say you have a lady that's, I don't know what it's going to be. If you have a lady that's fine, I don't know how Rashi's going to deal with that Kasha. But Al-Kopanim, you can learn Rashi that why is he coming on to Ganai? Must be because it has to be worth something. If it's not worth something to her, it's a Ganai, and then she's not going to knock herself. But according to Tysis, you can learn that no, the whole thing is that he's learning out from Kicha Kicha Mestay Effort. Which part? Is he learning out the Shavius part, or is he learning out the other part? He's learning out the Kenyan part, the Kenyan of Kesef. That's why he says the whole thing of Kesef is called, Kesef is called the Shavu, Kesef is only a Shavu Pruta. I Tagoy, Tagoy, even less than a Shavu Pruta is called Kesef? That's only when you're talking about Shavius. When you're talking about a guy, if you want to use the Kenyan of Kesef, and not the Kenyan of Kesef of Shavius, right? There's two types, that's what I'm saying. According to the Taz, there's two ways to use Kesef, to be kind of something. You can use Shavius of the Kesef to be kind of something, or you can use the Kenyan called Kesef.
I didn't know that according to the Taz is two things.
Maybe. I want to learn that it's two things. That there's two ways to use Kesef. You can use it as Shavius, and you can use it as Kenyan. I don't know if you need both. Let's say.
According to the Taz, how you think it is. So if you use both, if you need both, then he's like.
So according to the Taz, let's say there is two ways to use Kesef. You can use it as Shavius, or you can use it as this Kenyan called Kesef.
Okay.
Right.
So
Tysis
is like him.
So what's Tysis learning out from Kicha Kicha Masayef? And he's learning out that the same way Shavius works by Sada, so too Shavius is working. No, that's not Tysis.
Right.
That's not what Tysis is learning from Masayef. Tysis is learning from Masayef that there's this Kenyan called Kesef. Forget about Shavius. This is Kenyan called Kesef. Now, in order to achieve and to effectuate the Kenyan called Kesef, you need a Shavu Pruta. It doesn't matter who's doing it. It could be a Yid, it could be a guy, whatever. The only time the Gemara and Hedger is talking about this problem of being able to steal from a guy less than a Shavu Pruta and for a guy not being... The whole business of less than a Shavu Pruta by a guy, that's only when you're talking about the Shavius part of Kesef. That can be even less than a Shavu Pruta. When you're talking about the Kenyan, if you want to use a Kesef to be called a Kenyan, even a guy is going to need for it to be a Shavu Pruta. Because Kesef equals Pruta. Doesn't matter which parties are involved. Kesef, you want to use this thing called Kesef to be kind of something, it has to be a Shavu Pruta. Now, Benegei Mammon, let's say if you're stealing from a guy, of course you're stealing something from him, because he's very knocked on every little penny. So for him, of course, you're going to have to pay him back. And if he steals from another guy, he steals less than a Shavu Pruta, he's going to be in Mechiyav Nisa. But when you're coming to Shtelzi, he wants to make a Kenyan with this thing called Kesef, then you have to get a pruta here. That's the only way this has. It's just like chazaka without doing the mechanics of chazaka. It's not the game.
Rashi holds what again? Rashi was saying.
Rashi is learning that it's ganai. Rashi is learning that the whole thing's ganai. It's like a subjective feeling. So it's all about Shavius. Is it worth it to you? Is not worth it to you? Is it worth it to you? Is not worth it to you? So according to Rashi, he's saying that it's not worth it. So that's the kesef that he's talking about. But Tais is not talking about that kesef at all.
Well, according to Rashi, if it's all up to her.
By the way, you can even learn. Okay,
it's all up to her. What if she says, you know, I'm not accepting anything less than $500,000?
For sure, no. Even like Tysis is not going to work like that. I mean, she doesn't have to accept anything. The ball's in her court. She doesn't have to accept Kiddush.
That's why it says nickness in that court.
She can do whatever she wants. I mean, let's say the whole problem is that let's say she wants. She wants to do less than a Shavu Pruta.
Mm-hmm.
According to Tysis, that was his whole problem started. She wants to do less than a Shavu Pruta.
Mm-hmm.
So Tysis is saying that... Nothing to do with Ganai. You can't achieve Kesef. Kesef, in order for Kesef to be used as a Kenyan, there needs to be a Pruta. It's like doing Chazaka. You have, let's say, putting up a fence is Chazaka. So I want to achieve Chazaka without putting up a fence. Then again, you can't do Chazaka unless you do the mechanics of Chazaka. You want to use Kesef? The mechanics of Kesef is using a Shavu Pruta. Doesn't matter if it's a guy.
Because we're learning out from Kicha Mestayefen.
Right, yeah, because Tosis is learning out Kicha Kicha Mestayefen.
And that's telling us the Kenyan.
Right, so he's saying that, yeah, which Kenyan are you learning out? Which part of Kesef? Which Kenyan of Kesef are you learning out? You're not learning out the Shavius of Kesef because it's not Negev Aisha, right? Maybe according to Tosis.
It's not Negev Aisha.
No, let's say Tosis would hold not Negev to have the Shavius sticker thing by Aisha, right? We were struggling with this before.
You said the Taz holds it told.
Yeah, I know. No, the Taz can hold that there's both elements in Kesef. You can use both. But there's two separate ways to do it.
I understand. So, but if you Tais going like the Taz, so then you have the other way also. But you're saying he's learning out that the din of Kicha Mestay Ephraim is telling us
only Kenyan,
only that,
only
not,
the
not, ki- not, okay.
Right. Only the Kenyan aspect of Kesef, not the Shavius of Kesef.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say, like you have a guy, and is it worth money to him? Would you call it money? Yeah, he'd call it money. And you're stealing from him, and you have to pay him back. And if a guy steals from another guy, he's a Mechiyav Misa because you're stealing money from him. It's certainly money. But it's not kesef. Kesef, the Kenyan kesef. Right, it's not the Kenyan kesef. The Kenyan kesef is, can only be achieved within Shavar Pruta.
And even if it's a guy. You're learning out the Shavius from Kichum Steyafrin?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you could. That's what I was about to say. It could be that Rashi's also learning Kichum Steyafrin. But since Rashi learns like the Sma, that the only way Kenyan works is a Shavius. There's no such thing as this Kenyan called kesef, like Chazaka. There's this Kenyan called kesef. Like, Rashi's not learning there. Rashi's learning like the Sma, that the only way that it works by Sada is Shavius. I'm detracting from the value. So do by Isha. The only way it's going to work is if I'm giving her something that's worth something. So if it's a Gnai for her, so then it's not worth it for her. That Rashi's not locked into this far. I'm just saying it would work out. It could be that this...
Rashi says it's a Gnai for her, Pachos, it wouldn't work.
Right, if it's a Gnai for her, it's not going to work. Why?
But that's... it could work less if she would want. That's Tezka, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's...
Because the whole Varish Shavi, so it depends. You have to ask her, is it a Gnai for you or not a Gnai for her? Okay? So, okay, so I think we took care of everything. So now... So I just want to give you a few minutes just to say a little part on the parasha. This week's parasha, Parashas Chayisar. So it says, Vayikach, this is where Eliezer was going to be Mekadesh, Rivka for Yitzchak. Right? So what did he do? It says, Vayikach, Ish, Nazam Zav, Beka Mishkalai. He took this nose ring, he gave it to her, Ushneitz Midim, two bracelets. That were Asar Zahav Mishkal, that was weighted 10 gold. Weighed 10 gold. So Rashi brings a Medrash that says everything is Meramis to something that's going to happen later. A Becca is Meramis to the Shkalim. The Yisrael is going to have Shkalim, they're going to give Shkalim, so Becca is a Remis to Shkalim. Shneitz Midim, two bracelets, that's a Remis to the two Luchais that are Mitzumadim, like pairs. So it's like Meramis to the two Luchais. And Asar Zahav is a remes to Asar Sedibris, right? Asar Sedibris. So this is the Ber Yosef. So the fact of Ber Yosef, Bishlam, I understand, the Asar Sedibris, okay, and I understand the Shkalim, okay, very nice. You know, it's a very nice thing. I mean, remes, your kids are going to end up giving Shkalim, very nice, and your kids are going to end up having that Asar Sedibris. What's the Shneitz Midim? He says, what's the Shneitz Midim is two bracelets. It's a remes to the pair of the Luchos, that the Luchos were on. We're on two tablets, right? Like all the pictures. It wasn't like one slab of stone. It was like two stones together. So what? Okay, very nice. On two stones, one stone. Who cares? What's the big deal? Bishlam Asaras Dibris. Why the Asaras Dibris? Shkalim is so chash of a thing. Shkalim. But what's with the two things? So he says like this. Beautiful. This is the Ber Yosef. So he says that it's Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant. He was a Rav in Yerushalayim. Years ago, I don't know. So he says like this. He says, you know, the if you look at the luchos, so the first part, the first five luchos are Rabbi Nabal Makam, and the second luchos are Rabbi Nabal Chaveri. So he says that Hashem was trying to say, but you come down with two luchos, you have one, and it means from the Gemara in Kedushin that says that even Gaim were ready to be Makabel the first half. All the guy that he went to there, okay, Nei Hashem, okay, fine, Loi Sisa, it's all good. Then he comes to Loi Sirtza, Loi Sinaf, and that's when they threw it out. Right? So Rashi trying to tell you, I mean, the Rebbeinu Shlom is trying to tell you, when Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down with the two Luchais, that you can't accept one half without the other half. You can't be just be an Adam L'Makam Yid, and you can't just be an Adam L'Chaver Yid. You need both. It has to be a beautiful, mixture. So he says. So this is what he's being Meramis. This is what he's being Meramis to Rivka. Beautiful. He says, Rivka obviously was outstanding in Gemilas Chasadim, right? She was a little kid. He had Eliezer had the whole fleet of camels and 10 men standing there, and she is running back and forth. No one's offering to help. No, that she's happy that she's running back and forth. The unbelievable Gemilas Chasadim, right? And that's what Eliezer saw. That's what he wanted to. That's why he was so excited. Eliezer was telling her, you have to understand, it's not enough. Okay, you're very good in Gemilas Chasadim. So great, you got the second half of the Luchos. But there's also the first half of the Luchos. You got to have both. You know? You can't just have your mitzvah, you can't have your thing. You know, your grace of Masvet, so I'm not going to do Chesed. You know, your grace of Mal Chesed, I'm not going to learn. You got to have an equilibrium of both. So that's what Eliezer was telling to Rivka, and this is what we can all take with us. Okay.
I mean, how's the silver screen?